Today we're in 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Verse 12 says, "Wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed, lest he fall." In the last 2 days, I've walked through the first 10 or 11 verses of this chapter, and today I'm listing things that happen when we sin. And the first one, sin makes us into a liar. Sin changes the way we think. Sin changes the way we plan. So today, I'm going to begin with point 4. I have 11 things listed here that sin will cause us to do. Let's go right now to the Mount Clover Road Baptist Church Auditorium for today's message. Number 4, sin changes your planning. Remember when David, I know you know this story, David committed adultery, and then he began to scheme and to plan how he was going to cover it up. Sin changes the way we plan. Wow, the amount of time that we spend planning or scheming to fool someone or trick someone or those type of things. Sin changes the way that we plan things. Number 5, sin changes your prayer life. In Psalm 66, it says, Psalm 66, 18, says that when you regard sin in your heart, that God will not hear your prayer. Sin hinders your prayer. Sin keeps your prayer from being answered. Sin changes my prayer from God, will you do this? Will you do this? God, I need this. It changes my prayer life to God, forgive me. God, I repent. God, I'm guilty. I've heard people say this, and there's some truth to it. Pray a lot in the morning, and you'll be praying about what God can do and how you need God during the day. If you wait till tonight, it's usually, God, forgive me of this, and forgive me of this. Sin changes the way that we pray. 6, sin changes your vision for what God is going to do in your life. Peter was ready to defend Christ with his life. Peter was ready to go to the cross and be crucified with Christ until he was afraid. And they said, you know, you've been with him. You've been with Christ. Peter said, no. Peter swore and said, no, not me. Swore again, no, I don't know him. And Peter went from planning to being in the kingdom of God with Jesus Christ. He was planning to be, he was a disciple. He was going to live with Christ on this earth. He believed Jesus was the Messiah. He was going to be the King of Kings. He was going to be his kingdom. He went from that to when he sinned, he went back into the fishing business. What a disappointment. I'm one of the 12 disciples, and I'm walking with Jesus, and we are ready to enter his kingdom. And now, because of my sin, because of my fear, because of what I've done here, now I'm back in the fishing business. Sin changes our vision, what we're planning to do. You get enough sin in your life, and it'll take away your vision of what you're going to do for God. 7, sin hinders the Holy Spirit's work in you. Samson had a chance, maybe Samson had a chance to be the greatest of all the prophets, all the men of God of the Old Testament. I mean, Samson had a chance to be mighty for God. But because of his sin, the Holy Spirit didn't work in his life like he could have. Samson died a humble death as a prisoner. Sin hinders the Holy Spirit's work in you. Number 8, sin robs you of blessings. Blessings. I've been to Israel twice. The first time I was there, they took us down on Mount Nebo, which is southeast of the Dead Sea. And we're in the bus, and we're out in the middle of nowhere driving around. We feel like we're in the wilderness. And they stopped the bus and said, all right, everyone get out. I had no idea where we were. I didn't even know what Mount Nebo was. I was in seminary. I wasn't very far along. We got out, and we stood there, and they said, look, over there.
there's the Dead Sea. It was the most breathtaking sight that I saw the entire time I was there. We looked out over the Dead Sea. We were on this mountain, Mount Nebo, southeast of Israel, the Dead Sea. We looked over the Dead Sea. We could see the Jordan River winding up to the north, going up into Israel. And we could see Israel. It was breathtaking. Breathtaking. The Bible tells us Israel was getting closer towards the end of their 40 years in the wilderness. It's time for Moses to lead Israel into the promised land. And Moses got angry, and God told him to speak to the rock, the water would come forth. Instead, Moses took his rod and hit the rock twice. The rock was a picture of Christ. Christ didn't have to be crucified again. He didn't have to be struck twice. Moses, because of his temper, lost his opportunity to go into the promised land because of his sin. And the Bible says he died there. He died there on the other side of the Dead Sea. Sin robs you of blessings. What did it cost Moses eternally? I don't know. I don't know. But I know it cost him in this life. Sin robs us of blessings, both now and, I believe, eternally. Number 9, sin takes away your boldness. Your boldness to witness, your boldness to preach, your boldness to confront sin. Elijah went up on Mount Carmel and shook the world. I mean, he went up on Mount Carmel, called down fire from heaven. I tell you, he was bold. When you're standing face to face by yourself with 450 prophets of Baal, and the king of Israel's there and he hates you, you got to be pretty bold. He said, God, I want you to show the world that you're God, Jehovah. God, I want you to bring fire down from heaven and burn up this sacrifice. That's bold. And God did that. That's bold. And then the clouds started to come. It hadn't rained in 3 years, and the rain came in. Elijah was bold. He ran before King Ahab all the way into Jerusalem. And the rain is pouring down, and Jezebel finds out what happened. And Jezebel sends a messenger to Elijah and said, because you've killed all of our prophets, you will be like they are. You will be dead in the next 24 hours. And Elijah, bold Elijah, was afraid, and he ran. He ran. And we find him not long after that in a cave hiding, timid and afraid. Sin, because of his fear, Elijah lost his boldness, wasn't willing to confront Jezebel. Why, I believe he could have gone right to Jezebel and God would have protected him. And he had a great victory, but because of his sin, he ran. Number 10, sin takes away your joy and your peace. After David's murder, after he committed murder, in Psalm 51:12, he says, O God, restore unto me the joy that I used to have. Give me back the joy I used to have. You know, I said to you the innocence that I felt as a 12, 13-year-old. I love that. There was another time in my life like that. It was about the first 6 months after I got saved. I got saved, and my life dramatically changed. I went about 6 months when it seemed like I wasn't under temptation. I didn't struggle with any sin that I remember. I was just like, wow, my life has changed. I was telling people about Jesus Christ. I started going to church. I started trying to read my Bible. All in that first 6 months, there was an innocence, a cleanliness. I am free of all this sin. And I was living pure life. Sin takes away that joy and that peace we have in Christ. I think when people get saved, I can't prove this, but I've heard enough testimonies, and this happened in my own life. After that 6 months, I didn't stay in church. I started dabbling with old things I used to do, a little here, a little bit, and a little bit, and a little bit. until finally, probably after 12 months, my life wasn't much different than it had been before I got saved. And then you begin the climb back up spiritually. Begin to climb up. You go up, back, up and down, up and down. And no one has to sin. I didn't have to sin. But had that start growing spiritually, growing spiritually, growing spiritually. It is a lifetime event, isn't it? We have to keep doing it over and over. But I just tell you, sin took away that joy I had after just getting saved. Sin took the joy and took the peace away. And then finally, number 11, sin takes away a good conscience, a pure conscience. Sin will destroy you. And God can destroy us because of our sin. God hates our sin just as much today as he hated Moses' sin. And we would be very foolish to think that God will not deal with sin in our life. We'd be very foolish to think that some of us will not die prematurely because of sin. Be ever so careful to recognize you need Jesus Christ, you need the Holy Spirit in your life every day. Every day. Because Satan walks about like a lion looking for who he can attack, who he can destroy, looking for an opportunity. And he is a destroyer. Back in Corinthians, verse 11, it says, "Now all these things happened unto them for illustrations or for examples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. Wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall."